To generate any report, the heading, page format, member format, and sort keys must all be specified. Type FILER and press Return to enter the filing program. At the Enter Disk Drive prompt, type B and press Return. The screen will clear and the date menu will be displayed. Press Return and type X to change the currently logged date of January 1, 1981. At the Enter Month prompt, type the month and press Return. At the Enter Day prompt, enter the day and press Return. At the Year prompt, type the last two digits of this year and press Return. The date menu will reappear. Type X to accept the current date. Six new options will be listed. Press Return four times to move the cursor beside the Define List option. Type X. When the List Format menu appears, type X to select the Add a List mode. The words Enter Format Description will appear at the top of the screen. The description you enter will be established as a permanent option on Perfect Filer's List menu. Type APPOINTMENTS and press Return. Six new options will be displayed. Type X to display the list format. A prompt will ask if you want hard copy. Type X to instruct Perfect Filer to display the format on the screen only. Four items will be listed. As you design each of these elements, this list will be reorganized to reflect your changes. We are now ready to perform the first of four steps, formatting the report. Press Return to call up the Report Format menu. Press Return once again to position the flashing X next to the option labeled List Heading Format Block. Type X. This section of the report format system enables you to design the labels which will appear at the top of the reports. First, let's indicate to Perfect Filer that we wish to add a list format label. The flashing X is resting at the Add option. Type X. Two more options will appear on your screen. Type X to select the option labeled Specify Field Contents. It is always a good idea to enter labels at the top of reports. The flashing X is positioned next to the String option. In Perfect Filer, the word string is used to describe a string of characters and is the option you will use most often when describing the heading of a report format. Because you will be printing reports for an appointment calendar, we will enter both string and date of report labels. Type X to select the string option. A prompt will appear requesting that you enter a string. Type PERSONAL space APPOINTMENT space CALENDAR and press Return twice. The two carriage returns insert two blank lines after this label. Press Escape to return to the Format Block menu. Now press Return to move the flashing X beside the option labeled Specify Field Characteristics. Type X. The words Specify Characteristics for Field Number 1 will appear at the top of the screen and two options will be displayed. The flashing X is positioned next to the message underline mode off. Type X. The underline will be turned on. In some cases, you may wish to underline headings in your reports. For our example, we will display headings with no underlining. Type the letter X again to turn off the underline option. Now press return. The flashing X will move to the Set Field Length option. Once Perfect Filer knows how wide a particular label field will be, the program can determine how to center it on the page. Type X. At the Enter Field Length prompt, type 80 and press return. Typing the number 80 signals Perfect Filer that this label should be placed within a field of 80 spaces. A set of three new options will be displayed, all relating to how the label will be printed on the page. The Right Justified option will place the label at the rightmost portion of a line. The Left Justified option will print the label at the left margin. Type X to select the Centered option, which will center the heading label on the page. Press Escape twice. At the menu, type X to add another label field. The message Field Number 2 List Heading Format block will appear. The flashing X will be resting beside the Specify Field Contents option. Type X. At the new list of field types, press return three times. The flashing X will now be positioned next to the words Date of Report. This option instructs Perfect Filer to include the current date at the top of each page in a report. Type X to select this option. Perfect Filer will immediately return to the List Heading Format menu. Press Escape to return to the Format Block menu. The flashing X will be at the Add a Format Field option. Type X. At the Field Contents option, type X again. To produce a blank line, we will insert two carriage returns after the date. Type X to select a string. Now press return twice. Press Escape three times to return to the main menu. We have now completed the first of the formatting steps. It will next be necessary to create a page heading. Again, we will return to the deeper menu levels. The flashing X will be positioned at the Display List Format option. Type X twice. Perfect Filer will display the labels you have entered. At the top of the screen is the word Appointments. Below the List Heading caption are complete descriptions of the fields, including field length. Press the space bar to return to the main menu. Press return twice and type X to enter the page format mode. Before Perfect Filer can create reports, the program must be informed about the paper size you're planning to use, as well as the name of the page heading and the size of the bottom margin. The X is now resting at the Set Page Size option. Type X. At the Enter Page Size prompt, type 66 and press return. There are 66 lines on a sheet of standard letter size paper. Press return to position the cursor at the option labeled Set Bottom Margin. Type X. Then type 10 and press return to enter a bottom margin of 10 lines. Finally, press return three times and type X to select the Define Page Heading option. The menu which appears contains the same set of options you selected earlier when you designed the list format. Type X to add a list format. the screen will clear and the two familiar field options will appear. Type X to specify field contents. Press return 5 times to position the flashing X at the page number option. Type X. The screen will clear for a brief moment as Perfect Filer inserts a page number heading into its list of headings. Press escape to return to the format block menu. The flashing X will be resting next to the add a list format option. Type X twice to re-enter the field format mode. The flashing X will appear beside the string option. Type X. At the enter string prompt, press return twice to insert a blank line after the page number in your report. Press the escape key twice. At the add a list option, type X. At the specify field contents option, type X again. The flashing X will again be positioned next to the string option. Type X. At the enter string prompt, type DATE and press the escape key. In this example, we will place two more heading labels on the same line as date. Notice that we did not press return here because doing so would have caused the printer to advance one line after printing the word date. Now press return and type X to select the option labeled Specify Field Characteristics.
At the new menu, press return and type X to select the field length option. Type 20 and press return. At the centered prompt, type X. Press escape twice.
The flashing X will be positioned next to add a list. Type X 3 times to enter another string. Type TIME and press escape. Now press return and type X to specify field characteristics.
Press return and type X to set the field length. At the prompt, type 12 and press return. Type X and press escape twice. The flashing X is resting at the words add a list format field. Type X 3 times to enter a new string. Type CONTACT and press return 3 times. Now press escape. Press return and type X to set field length. Type 40 and press return. Type X to center the label. Press escape 4 times. The flashing X will appear beside the display list format option.
You are now ready to begin the third step, specifying the sorting order. Now, press return 4 times to position the flashing X next to the Define Sort Keys option. Type X. A new set of options will appear with a flashing X resting at the words Add a Sort Key. The word key refers to the most important or key items in a sorted list. For instance, if you were to sort a group of index cards by city and then by names within each city, the city and name fields would be part of the sort key. Because it is of primary importance, the city field would be referred to as the primary key. The Name heading would in this case be the secondary key or key number 2. Type X to add a sort key. Two new options now appear. The Specify subheading option designs labels for groups of secondary sort keys. We will not use the subheading option in this tutorial. The Specify sort key option will inform Perfect Filer which item to sort first. Type X to select the Specify sort key option. Two new choices will appear on the screen. Perfect Filer views the date field as a combination of 3 distinct data items, not as a template. Type X to indicate that you wish to sort by logical field. A prompt will appear requesting the tag of the template to sort by. Be certain the caps lock key is in the off position. Type DATE period YEAR and press return. The message Select Sort Direction will appear along with the options Ascending and Descending. In a group of items sorted in ascending order, the earliest dates would be printed at the top of the list. The same group sorted in descending order would place the latest dates at the top. Type X to designate an ascending sort. Press Escape to call up the Sort Key Definition menu. The flashing X will be at the Add a Sort Key option. Type X. The screen will clear. Notice the message Sort Key Number 2 displayed at the upper left corner of the screen. We are now ready to designate a secondary sort key. Type X. The Sort Key Type menu will appear and the flashing X will be positioned at the Logical Field option. Type X to select a logical field. At the Enter Tag prompt, type DATE period MONTH and press return. At the Sort Direction menu, type X to select an ascending sort. Press Escape to return to the Sort Key Definition menu. The flashing X will be at the Add a Sort Key option. Type X. The message Sort Key Number 3 will be displayed at the upper left corner of the screen. Type X. The Sort Key Type menu will appear and the flashing X will be positioned at the Logical Field option. Type X to select a logical field. At the Enter Tag prompt, type DATE period DAY and press return. At the Sort Direction menu, type X to select an ascending sort. Press Escape twice to return to the main menu. The flashing X will be at the Display List Format option. There is one last option to select before the report format is complete. Press Return 3 times to position the flashing X at the words Define List Member Format block. This option enables you to determine the actual information to be printed in a list. Type X. At the New menu, type X again to select the Add a List option. The message Field Number 1, List Format Block will appear along with two new options.
Type X to specify field contents.
The Field Type menu will appear. Press Return twice and type X to select the Template option. Type DATE and press Return. Perfect Filer will again display the two specification choices. Press Return to move the flashing X to the Field Characteristics option. Type X. At the new menu, press Return and type X to set the field length. Type 20 and press Return. Three positioning modes will appear. Press Return and type X to ensure that the date will be left justified. Now, press Escape twice. The flashing X will be positioned at the option labeled Add a List Format field. We will now add the Time field to our report. Type X. The Specify menu will appear. Type X to select the Field Contents option.
Press Return twice to select a template.
At the Template tag option, type TIME and press Return. Next, press Return and type X to specify field characteristics.
Press Return and type X again to set the field length.
At the Enter Field Length prompt, type 30 and press Return. Next, press Return and type X to select the left justified mode. Press Escape twice. The last item we will add to the appointments report is a name field. Type X twice. At the Field Type menu, press Return twice and type X to select a template. At the Template tag prompt, type NAME and press Return twice. The flashing X will be positioned at the Field Characteristics option. Type X. Press Return and type X to set the field length. At the Enter Field Length prompt, type 50 and press Return twice. The flashing X will be next to the left justify option. Type X. Press Escape twice. The List Member Format menu will be displayed. Now we will insert a blank line between each name and date printed on your appointment calendar. Type X three times and press Return twice. This procedure places two carriage returns at the end of each line in the report. Now press Escape three times. The flashing X will be at the Display List Format option. Selecting this option will allow you to check that all formatting entries are correct. Type X twice to reveal the specifications for your appointment calendar report. Press the space bar to return to the main menu. If one specification were wrong, you would correct it by using the Change option on the various format block menus. Design of the appointment report format is now complete. Press Return five times and type X to save the list format definition. Now press Escape. Perfect Filer will return to the main filer menu. Let's add a few records. Type X to select the access mode. When the access menu appears, type X to add a new member. The appointment calendar form fills the screen, appearing just as you designed it. The cursor will be at the appointment date field. Type 2 and press Return. The cursor will appear between the slashes in the date field. Type 10 and press Return. The cursor will move to the end of the date field. Type 83 and press Return. At the time field, type 2 and press Return. Type 30 and press Return. Press the Return key again to skip the AM field. The cursor will be positioned at the PM field. Type X. An X will appear in the box next to PM. At first name, type JOHN and press Return. At middle, type Q and press Return. At last, type PUBLIC and press Return. At title, type President, PRESIDENT, and press Return. At salutation, type John, JOHN, and press Return twice. At organization, type JOHN, apostrophe S, space, MOWERS, and press Return. At address 1, type 133, space, ELM, space, STREET, and press Return twice. At city, type ALACHUA and press Return. At state, type FL and press Return 3 times. At phone, type 904 and press Return. The cursor will be positioned in the middle of the phone field. Type 555-3458 and press Return. Type Control E to save this record. At this point, turn off the recorder and enter 5 records of your own. Either copy these appointments from your calendar or create some just for this tutorial. Turn your recorder back on when this step is complete. Let's continue.
Press Escape twice to return to the main menu.
We will now display a sorted list of your appointments on the screen. Press Return and type X to select the Generate List option. The screen will clear and the flashing X will be next to the word Appointments. Type X. At the All Members prompt, type X again. A series of options will appear indicating that the CRT is on and the printer is off. Press Escape. The file will be sorted and the message "Hit any character" will be displayed. Press Return. Perfect Filer will display the appointments you have entered, sorted by date. In the future, you may wish to add other sort criteria. You may also search for individual appointments using Perfect Filer's Review and Update option, found under the Access Individual Members menu.
Press Escape twice to return to the main menu.
This concludes the micro-instructional tutorial on the Perfect Filer database management system. In the first section of this tape, you learned to access, add, and update records. Then you learned to create a new form, an appointments calendar. After creating the file, you set the sort parameters in the deep levels of Perfect Filer. And finally, the new form was used and sorted. MicroInstructional offers tape tutorials on a variety of software for your computer. Contact your dealer for help in selecting the software best suited for your needs. K-Pro is a trademark of Nonlinear Systems. Perfect Filer is a trademark of Perfect Software. This recording is protected by international copyrights dated March 1983 by MicroInstructional Incorporated, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.